Let's look at the five benefits of online marketing. Number one, speed to market. Two, low cost or no cost. Three, low risk. Four, massive distribution. And five, minimum skill is required. Let's talk about some of the things you can do online. Google. Now, Google became an official verb this last year in the Oxford English Dictionary and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Do you know all the things you could do with this amazing website? I have to tell you that I went to the very first convention that the founders of Google went to when they were, it was back in New York, back in 1997, long time ago. Could have been 98. Anyway, seems like a lifetime ago. And they had balls, all different colors that spelled G-O-O-G-L-E. And they had, one of the letters on each one of the different big exercise balls. And they came over to our booth, and I was with a website company at that point as their vice president. And they said, could you guys come and give us some feedback? What do you think about this? Do you think this looks really stupid, or, do you think we're on track? I would say they were definitely on track. Multi-billion dollar company now. Wow. So let's talk about some of the things that you could do with this amazing website. In addition to providing easy access to billions of web pages, Google has many special features to help us find exactly what we're looking for. A book search. You can use it to search the full text of many, 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 many books. Calculator, use Google to evaluate mathematical expressions. Currency conversion, easily perform any currency conversion. Definitions, use Google as a dictionary. A glossary, get glossary definitions gathered from many various online sources. Frugal, that's F-R-O-O-G-L-E, to find a product for sale online, use Frugal. That's Google's product search service. And groups, to see relevant posting from Google Groups, you go there. Local search, search for local businesses and services in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. Movies, use Google to find reviews and showtimes for movies playing near you. And a music search, quick access to a wide range of music information. News headlines, phone book, that's right. You could look up any street address and phone number in the United States. Search by number, use Google to access package tracking information, U.S. patents, a variety of online databases. Stock quotes, get live stock quotes and information. Street maps, travel information. Check the status of any airline flight in the United States or view airport delays and weather conditions. Speaking of weather, check the current weather conditions and forecast in any location in the United States. Web page translation provides access to web pages in other languages. And then who links to you? Find pages that point to a specific URL. And the URL is just another name for your address online. Let's talk about something else you could do online, and this is huge, eBay. Not only are some people selling on eBay for an entire living, there are now stores worldwide that will sell your products for you on eBay for a small fee. There are many ways to use this wonderful resource. Did you know you could buy or sell items to support nonprofit organizations? To date, more than $40 million has been raised for nonprofits through items sold on eBay. They have other websites under their eBay umbrella, kijiji.com. Kijiji means village in Swahili. Kijiji helps you connect with your community. It's free and easy to use. You can find everything you need from housing to furniture, from jobs to new friends and more. You can connect with people all over the world. Skype, SKYPE.com, is a little piece of software that lets you make free calls over the internet to anyone, anywhere in the world. Another wonderful advantage of using the internet is Word Tracker, WordTracker.com. When your potential customers use search engines, keywords are the words and phrases they type into the search box when they're looking for products and services. The best keywords are those words and phrases commonly typed in by anyone, but that aren't used as much as your competitors. So if you want to drive people to your website to get a lot more traffic, try to think about the words that maybe your competitors aren't using. But here's the catch. You never get to know which are the best keywords for your website simply by guessing. To make sense of the time and money that you spend on search engine optimization, they call it, you need to know that the keywords you use will deliver results. How do we know this? Word Tracker. Through a series of simple steps, Word Tracker shows you which are the best keywords to use for the pages on your site. Word Tracker's suggestions are based on over 300 million keywords and phrases that people have used over the previous 90 days. In other words, there's no more guessing when you use this wonderful Word Tracker. Everything is based on the keywords millions of people have actually typed into search engines. Best of all, Word Tracker's competitive analysis tool enables you to find the best keywords, the ones your potential customers use, but which your competitors don't know about. Here's an example. Say you want to put up a website where you sell jewelry. You can, of course, use the word jewelry, but you'll get even more hits if you use other words that have been searched often in the past few months. So people go online and they type in jewelry. And in the past month, they typed it in 4,121 times. This is just an example. Then they might type in jewelry stores 1,000 times. So you might have thought that you just wanted to put jewelry as a keyword and to put that in your website, but you actually want to also add jewelry stores. How about sterling silver jewelry? That was typed in 988 times. Wedding jewelry, 972 times. Handcrafted jewelry, 916 times. Tooth jewelry, interesting, huh? 726 times. Hawaiian collectibles, jewelry, and memorabilia, 675 times. Wedding jewelry for bridesmaids, 671 times. Wholesale jewelry, 671. Silver jewelry, 629. Jewelry boxes, 617. Crystal jewelry, 612. Costume jewelry, 534. Diamond jewelry, 502. Gemstone jewelry, 484. Do you see? All those are keywords that people are typing in. So what do you do with this knowledge once you know the keywords? How can this help you? Here's how. People with websites care a lot about content because people surfing the web are looking for solutions and they want to learn about whatever it is they're searching for. So create a simple free article that gives information, statistics, quotes about a subject. And people with websites will post your article, and they'll allow you to put your website address in the article. What happens? You're perceived as the expert on that subject, and people go to your website to learn more. But think about this. You can then send that article to all the places where you know people have typed because of Word Tracker. You've been told how many times people type in things. So every website about crystal jewelry, costume jewelry, diamond jewelry, gemstone jewelry, all the other ones, you find those websites, you send this article out, and what happens? You're all over the web, all over the internet. This is one of the ways to get your website highly ranked. This is the best way. You have your name and your website on thousands and thousands of other websites. And you did it free. You gave out a free article. You want it highly ranked because those are the sites that get the most traffic. People come there most often. And again, don't let this confuse you if you're being confused, because we'll help you with all of this at our Million Dollar Woman Retreat, and then also with our mentoring program where we help you one-on-one.